Welcome to Rick's Latest Listicle, a regular feature sharing Rick Rose's lists of things to know about. Rick Rose, co-host of the Twist podcast. As a single man, another Valentine's Day came and went this year. But terms of endearment aren't just for lovers and partners. I use them all the time on my friends. I got great practice living in Louisiana. In the South, affection and respect are expressed abundantly. They can be used in a variety of contexts, from everyday conversation to more romantic gestures. Here are my favorite top 5 terms of endearment. 5. Sweetheart or sweets. The word sweetheart originated in the 13th century as a combination of the words sweet and heart. In the Middle Ages, the heart was seen as the seat of emotion, so calling someone your sweetheart was a way of saying that they were dear to you. 4. Darling or darlin'. The word darling originated in the 14th century as a variation of the word dear. In Old English, the word dior meant precious or valued, so calling someone your darling was a way of saying that they were precious to you. 3. Honey or honey bun. The word honey has been used as a term of endearment since the Old English period. In Old English, the word hunig meant sweet sticky substance made by bees from nectar. So calling someone your honey was a way of saying that they were sweet to you, and by adding bun, even more sweet. 2. Baby and bae. The word baby originated in the 16th century as a term for a young child. However, it soon came to be used as a term of endearment for a lover. This is likely because babies are seen as innocent and vulnerable, and calling someone your baby was a way of saying that you loved them and wanted to protect them. The term bae is thought to have originated in the early 2000s in African-American vernacular English, AAVE. It is a shortened form of the word baby or babe. 1. Boo. Boo is a term of endearment that is often used in AAVE but dates back to the 17th century. It is a shortened form of the word boo-boo, as in bruise or injury. Boo was originally used to express affection and concern for someone who is hurt or upset. So that's why it's my favorite, as a highly emotional person. And now you know exactly what you mean when you use one of these on your friends. Or lovers. Listen to Rick and Mark every week on the Twist podcast. News and opinion with a twist.